To Ding the Bell. I am Ding.
I am the Bell.
We're two ADD Asians that require a bell to Ding. Keep us on track because we'll go like this way, that way, this way, that way. We still do, but whatever. So that's now right. We, this show, we decided to record it and put it on YouTube. So maybe in the future, we try to figure out how we can have two cameras. Mm-hmm. So we can do one camera for me, one camera for her.
Yes.
I don't know. Well, let's just start with this simple thing.
Yes.
Because if we do this, I don't have to edit.
Oh, really? That's right.
If I do the if I do the other one, I have to edit. So now I don't have to edit so as much. I keep hearing my own voice over there and it annoys me. Anyway. Oh, I can turn off. Yeah, there you go. That was much better.
I can edit for you, but you didn't. You said you don't trust me.
Well, it's not like I don't trust you. You don't even know how to start. So how can I let you do it yourself?
But you know what though? Somewhere I had to start, right?
Okay, so I just give you the footage and then you just do it?
Yeah, sure. Sure.
What are you playing?
It's just like a little string right here.
Oh,
just
okay, like, so yeah. You're cleaning up for me. So welcome back to another episode of Ding the Bell. We are back and we're committed for 2017 for at least a few weeks.
Yeah, we are. Don't start like that.
Huh? No.
You can't do that. Like, it's we committed. That's why this is the second time we're recording already. 2017, it's already have been 17 days. That's all. We already doing second time.
Wow.
That big step for us.
That's
thank
huge.
You.
That's huge.
Yeah.
So we're also where's my mic? Oh, so we're also recording this
you
on
really
YouTube.
Have bad sight.
We're recording this on YouTube as well. So yeah. If you want to watch it, you can go to YouTube. You can also follow us on Snapchat.
Yes.
Snapchat for Ding the Bell is Ding the Bell. It's very simple. Or if you want to just you want to follow me, as in like me, you can go follow there at John Ong Snap at Ding the at Snapchat. Okay. So this week our topic is. What is our topic for this week? Our topic. Oh, wait, give me a weather forecast.
Tokyo Jiho had it.
So short.
Okay, one more time.
Okay, one, two, three, go. Good job! I heard ice storm, so. Do you say ice storm? Japan as well?
Ice storm.
Do you also say ice storm? Is there ice storm in Japan?
No.
There's no ice storm in Japan?
No.
Maybe not where you live. I'm sure there's ice storm.
Maybe Hokkaido.
Remember
when you were there when we had ice storm in Warrensburg?
Oh, was it?
It was a big ice storm. I think you were still there. I remember. That was harsh.
I can't see you. Let me
that was very harsh.
Very harsh winter.
Mm-hmm. And then, so that's why this time, whenever people said, ice storm, oh my gosh, I gotta stop the milk and bread and soup and everything. Oh, my life is over. Oh, blah, 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 blah. I was like,
What happened if it really did happen? Then you're prepared.
Oh, but I mean, yeah.
So, I did not explain. So, if you're watching this.
Why are you wearing tiara, by the way?
I don't know why, because I just saw it over there. Oh, because I watched The Queen.
Oh.
I mean, not the queen, Victoria. And then I'm making Victoria hairstyle now. Look, I look like, even this looks like it.
No, you look like the Star Wars,
Princess Leia, she died.
You know, somebody, like, whenever they were, like, posting on the Facebook that she had a mass heart attack at the airport.
Yeah.
And somebody said, may the fourth be with you. Somebody posted on it.
That's right.
I know, but I thought it was kind of mean, but must be very big fan of her.
Yeah. She's such a big icon for Star Wars. Okay, I gotta stay really close to my microphone so I don't get picked up by your mic.
Where is my tiara?
So, do you want to wear my tiara?
Yes.
Okay, so what topic are we going to talk about this week?
We're going to talk about diarrhea because we're talking about tiara and being elegant, Victoria, right. And then like...
You have to remove your headphones first.
Look.
Remove your headphones, then put your tiara on, then put your headphones on.
Too much work.
But you want to be princess.
Oh, wow. This is heavy. It's real.
It is real, I know. I don't wear cheap tiaras, please.
It's real.
This is with real rhinestones and everything. A little higher, so your face...
Limestone?
Rhinestones. Yeah, there you go. There. A little bit higher, so you don't look... Yeah, look. Make your face look tall. Yeah. A little bit. Yes, like that, up like this.
Oh.
Like this. Then you can wrap your hair around it. Yeah, there you go. There you go. Now you can put your headphones on.
Headphone up.
Wow, that's gorgeous. That is gorgeous. So if you guys want to see her, you can follow us on, go check
can
out the YouTube channel.
Can you open the headset?
So you can go to youtube.com/dingthebell and you'll be able to see this episode. Or go to dingthebell.com as well. And then you can see this episode. You can see her, the bell, in... My tiara. Oh my gosh. Can I show
queen,
you something?
Queen.
Can I show you something?
Yes, show me some. What? Oh my God. Is it funny?
Okay, let me
I'm going to laugh.
Let me turn on this other microphone so I can talk like this as well. So,
Why are you laughing?
On Amazon, you know how you can like save stuff?
Uh-huh.
I wish to see some of the stuff that I saved. So, on Amazon here, hopefully nothing like a dildo or anything. Mm-hmm.
Dildo.
Explain to people.
You were searching Amazon. Tiara. Oh my gosh, I need to buy those.
Look.
I need my own tiara. I want one. I'm going to Amazon tonight.
Oh my God.
Oh my gosh.
Look how nice.
How much are they?
Can you explain to people?
Oh my gosh, that's a gorgeous tiara. They're like a royal family.
They are, this one is $643.
Who pays $600 for fucking tiara? What's maybe for price? Wedding.
No, I lied. Why? Currently unavailable, that's why there's no price.
Oh, okay, I had to move my tiara because like it won't stay, so
what
here.
About this one?
Tiara. Oh, wow.
Okay, let's see how much it costs. It's actually, I just... joking. It's like $20.
Oh, okay. Okay, well...
Currently unavailable. Everything is unavailable. Everything I should
do you know why?
Why?
Because the TV show is called Royals. Or The Crown. Everybody buying Crown.
Oh.
Everybody want to wear like a Princess Diana.
And oh, is it about Princess Diana?
No, it's not. It's a Princess Elizabeth. I mean, not Princess. Queen Elizabeth.
Oh.
And also, did you hear that Kate... And Williams.
Winslet.
No, Kate Winslet. No, Kate Winslet. William and Kate, they are going to be king and queen.
Did you hear? We knew it for a long time before.
No. But I think I heard. I just look at the gossip magazine.
Oh,
Charles,
you mean like Charles would.
Charles
like,
stepped
forego.
Down.
Oh.
He stepped down because like nobody liked him.
So aren't you going to be so excited and happy?
Ooh, I'll be so excited. People are very excited.
You like my tiara?
I like your tiara, but I'm going to order one.
Look at that. Look at the details.
I'm going to order one for myself.
Yes. Let me help you. I'll send you those links.
That's why I love Once Upon a Time, the TV show, ABC. Love it. Because it's all about princess and the dresses and stuff like that.
I think our topic is not princess. So.
Today, our topic is...
Even princess have diarrhea.
No, they don't.
Princess have diarrhea.
Princess
have
never poop.
Princess never poop.
They never poop.
Is that why they wear a tiara? Because they have to hold it in so much, the poop turn into diamonds, and then they poop out diamonds and then put it on their tiara.
Did you know?
Wait. Big tiara.
You know, I have to tell you this. So, crown princess and prince in Japan, right?
Yeah,
we have like an emperor family.
Yeah.
Every morning,
they poop.
They check poop.
They check to see if they're healthy or not.
Exactly.
Right?
So they actually poop in front of those checker. Poop checker in the toilet.
Poop checker.
Yeah. So then they every morning. Can you imagine?
It's kind of, yuck.
Yes.
Do you want to be the royal poop checker?
No. I don't want to be Royal Poodle. I want to be Royal Family, but I don't want to be Royal Poodle.
But you, I thought you said you are Royal Family.
I am Royal Family. I think I'm from good class.
Like what? So did you imagine yourself? Should we change this topic?
Oh, well, actually, my mother told me that the family tree. Why are you putting the bell on your eyeball? What happened? Do you have allergy or something?
I think so. Well, not allergy. My eyes are, like, really warm. So
Why?
Did you know? Do you want a little history about ding the bell? I'm going to give you a little history about ding the bell. Forget wow. about the topic.
Oh, my goodness.
This bell I bought from a local, like, what's it called? Not Office Max.
Okay.
Staples. So it's over at the Ward Park Way Mall. I bought this because I wanted to do our logo. You know, our Ding the Bell logo.
Oh, okay.
And I said, I needed something, a bell that looked like what we're going to use in the show. So I went there and bought one. And then I referenced this when I did the Ding the Bell logo so that I know how to draw it properly. So, oh my gosh, what the fuck? The page is loading so, takes so long. I'm not going in there. Okay. So that's the bell that
I use. Very, very nice. I'm very impressed.
And then this is the bell for the logo and the bell that follow us everywhere. Las Vegas, Japan, India, China.
Don't lose it.
Hong Kong.
Don't lose it.
Our world tour.
Oh my God. Is there any way inside of the bell, can you engrave it where we have been with the bell?
We don't have the budget for engraving, but we can use Sharpie to write it inside. We can use a Sharpie and write it inside.
Let's do it. Let's do Sharpie.
It's been to Las Vegas so far.
Wait, is it Sharpie or Starpie?
Sharpie.
It's a Sharpie. Okay. I thought it was Starpie.
Actually, I actually brought this with me to Malaysia because I did Ding the Loching and Ding the Ling there.
Uh-huh.
So I brought this there.
So while the belt is a world traveler.
Yes. This is like a...
The true logo of Bass.
Yes.
Oh my gosh. I have to tell this story. So earlier, we went to eat Korean food together.
Yes.
And they asked Ding. His husband was leaving because he's so nice. He always give us time to hang out because he know we're so crazy together. And then, oh baby, he said Ding. The waitress gave Ding like leftover, you know, container, whatever. And then he already packed everything. But she gave him a little plastic bag too so that it won't leak that stinky, you know, like lava soup, whatever. And then I said, at the back. The bag, and then the thing like, oh yeah, hey, baby, the bag. How'd he reach? He hit the rib. I mean, like,
the plastic bag went under the table. So I went.
Walked to the chest.
I bent down to get the plastic bag. The corner of the chair rest is wooden and this little knob, and it hit my chest bone. It hit my chest bone. It still hurts a little
bit. Ow. Oh,
like right here, where the bone is.
He goes, oh baby. Ow.
So mean. You've been laughing at a few things. I don't know what's bad. I cannot laugh, but it's funny.
Then he was like, oh, ow, 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 and put it to the sack together. My boob.
It's like, if I have boobs, it will protect me.
Oh my goodness. Oh, that
but
was
I think it's under my boob.
That was so...
It's under the boob here.
Baby, ow!
Too bad you didn't Snapchat that.
Ah, that's so funny.
Too bad. The reason why we do this show, we love you all, two of you, but the main thing is so that we can laugh really hard. Does it give you joy when we're laughing together? Or does it wear you out and you're like, shit, I want to go home and I don't want to talk to you anymore? Maybe that's why we don't see each other for a long time. After we record a show, we're like so tired of each other.
Oh my gosh. Like, you know, I'm very serious. If I was single, I would have bought the house in front of you. Really. I would move into the house.
Oh my gosh, I don't know if I want to.
What? You want to. We take care of each other.
Oh, yeah.
That would be so fun.
Wow, that'd be so nice.
It's so nice because just think 20 years.
Why don't you buy just like a second house? So like, it's for Ding the Bell house.
Okay, please.
Ding the house.
Ding the house. Yeah. Oh, how? Ding
There's
the house.
Ding the band can practice in Ding the house.
Yeah, Ding the band. And so that we can practice Ding the band.
Yes, Ding the Bang,
Ding the Bang at the Ding the House.
Yes.
And whoever comes, our guest, will stay at the Ding the House.
Ding the guest.
Ding the guest.
Everybody come in and you do this.
Yeah.
Put the bell on the head and then...
Oh, I thought about that. Sounds come from somewhere outside.
Wait, it's 15 minutes. We haven't even started talking about. God. So this topic is going to be princess.
This is, yeah, princess. Oh, I wish I was a princess. I wish I could wear the dress every day.
Do you like
it.
The dress or the tiara more?
Oh, I'd love it.
So if you have to pick one thing, do you want to wear a normal dress and then wear a tiara or crown? Or do you want to not wear anything on your head and wear a nice dress? That's a difficult question, isn't it?
It's so difficult, but I think I will pick a pink dress.
Oh, I want a tiara.
But then you're gonna wear jeans and shit, like, and just wear tiara.
When I wear my tiara, and I'm no kidding, this is how I feel like. If you don't have any, it doesn't even have to be a tiara. It's whatever that empowers you.
Ow.
You're so mean.
Baby, ow.
No, Shin, you're disturbing me.
What?
Whatever that empowers you, whether it comes in the form of tiara or a hat or lipsticks or eyelashes, whatever the hell it is, if it empowers you, you should have something like that. Because every now and then, when you're like, oh, by yourself, and you just want to feel like you want to recharge, you want to have the power, you want to gain back the control in your life, you just put your tiara on for me, and then boom, you feel empowered. Look at that. Look how gorgeous. Even if you hit your boob, you'll still be okay. Wait, this hair is sticking out. I don't like it. Where's scissors? Cut it. Okay, there you go. Oh, no, it's just standing up.
Don't cut it. Don't cut it.
So anyway, so if you are, I think if you're a girl, I think having a tiara, you don't have to put it out. You don't have to wear it for other people. You just wear it for yourself.
But you feel
empowered.
But then I kind of want to go outside with tiara on.
So you just have your friends come over and everybody wear the tiara.
Oh, tiara party?
Yeah.
Ah, hey, we should. You know what?
I want another one. This is too old. I want a bigger one.
I always want to do it. I want to put the fake eyelashes on.
Let's do a makeup slumber party.
And then put tiara and wear dress. Take picture.
And then scare everybody away.
No. Then we go to Union Station.
Oh my God.
That's where it belonged to.
Why?
Because at the, you know, a very historical place.
Wow.
Isn't it?
Yes. I don't know if anybody wants to do that. I don't know. I can do that at home. I don't know if I want to go outside.
I'd love.
That's because I'm a guy. I don't feel comfortable.
But then you
going
know what though? I need the handsome prince.
Oh, do you want me to be a prince?
You. Ow.
Do you want me to be a prince or do you want me to be a princess?
No, you will be my princess sister. We need to find a hot, tall prince guy. Who?
How about that Australian guy? No, the Canadian guy.
Oh my God!
Who's that? What's his name? Jason Alexander?
Thomas. Baudoin. Baudoin?
Let's go.
Baudoin.
Oh, Baudoin? What's it?
I don't know how to pronounce his last name, but he's
maybe our listeners will tell us.
He's my boyfriend of my fiancé. Oh, he's so hot.
Boudoin. How do you pronounce French? D-O-I-N-G is what? Dwan?
Bidorn? I thought he said Bidorn. Bidorn.
There is a listener. How come I never told anybody we're recording? Who's watching?
Oh, who is watching? Pinoy boy?
There's somebody. Oh my gosh, that's scary. Maybe I should tweet this out. No, it's time. Time is up.
Hi, Pinoy boy. Thanks for watching. Maybe Thomas is watching. Thomas, hi.
Thomas, Boudoin.
Boudoin? No, Bidorn. I think it's Bidorn.
Bidorn?
Like Bourdain. Like Anthony Bourdain.
Oh, Bourdain?
But then Bourdain's very similar to how this spell. But maybe Thomas Bourdain. I thought he said Bidorn, but I don't know. Bourdain, maybe. That's the French, right? Oh my gosh. Anyway, he is freaking
hot. We totally didn't record our topic, which is fine.
Oh my gosh, he is so hot.
At least we got a good laugh. I don't know how to name this episode. It's either Baby My Boob or...
Baby L.
Baby L.
Baby L.
That sounds nasty.
Hey,
Baby
Thomas.
L.
Thomas, are you watching this?
I'm sure he is.
Oh my God.
But I already named the show. Oh, I have to go change the name.
Oh, Thomas.
Anyway, so thank you so much for listening. We did not talk about the topic.
It's okay. So then we're going to talk about next week.
Yeah, next week we'll talk about.
Okay.
Come back for diarrhea.
Come back about.
Don't eat when we talk about that next week. She has a lot of diarrhea stories to tell us. So if you enjoy the show, don't forget, if you miss out last week's episode, you can click here to watch last week's episode. You can click here to subscribe to us for all the craziness. And also... go to our website by clicking here, dingthebell.com. Bye!
Bye!
Oh, where's my music? Ding, ding, ba, ding.